Don't fear silence in conversation. Use it. A real benefit of being on the receiving end of effective coaching is in the space we are given to think. For this to happen, we require a coach or manager to be comfortable in remaining silent where appropriate, such as after asking a question. Silence allows for reflection, deeper thought, and space to consider our options. This all feeds our imagination and provokes all types of creativity and solution, exactly what we are intending to unlock in coaching. But many of us fear silence, and as such, we feel the need to fill the gaps. In reality, all this does is restrict the individual's thought process and could steer the conversation in a direction it wouldn't naturally go. Most of us are familiar with an experience when back at school, sat in class or in a team meeting, and a question is posed to which no one had an immediate answer. And that person who asked the question is just willing to wait for an answer. It can feel like the most uncomfortable period of time. 30 seconds of silence can feel like 5 minutes. However, we are also familiar that the best responses and answers are given as a result of the space to think. It's a privilege to work with someone that won't be interrupting or finishing our sentences. It also demonstrates that they are actively listening. Silence is a significant part of being a confident coach and line manager. It's not every day that we experience being offered time to think. With this in mind, it's advisable to let the individual know that you intend to listen to them without interruption or giving your opinion. Framing this adapted style of listening will simply let them know what to expect and not make it awkward.